And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. And behold, seven thin ears, and blasted with the east wind, sprang up after them. And behold, seven ears, withered, thin, and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the seven thin and ill-favored kind that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coasts of Egypt. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. It came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. For thus saith the Lord, Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Do ye imagine to reprove words, and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? O, remember that my life is wind. Mine eye shall no more see good. How long wilt thou speak these things? And how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind? Should a wise man utter vain knowledge, and fill his belly with the east wind? They are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away. The east wind carrieth him away, and he departeth, and as a storm hurleth him out of his place. Terrors are turned upon me, they pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passeth away as a cloud. Thou liftest me up to the wind, thou causest me to ride upon it, and dissolvest my substance. How thy garments are warm when he quieteth the earth by the south wind. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. By what way is the light parted which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Godly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. O my God, make them like a wheel, as a stubble before the wind. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. With the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh it, for he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind which lifteth up the waves thereof. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain, he bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. He sendeth out his word, and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow, and the waters flow. Fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. The north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance a backbiting tongue. Whosoever hideth her hideth the wind, and the ointment of his right hand which bewrayeth itself. Who hath ascended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fists? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell?
The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again, according to his circuits.
And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap.
Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden, and eat his pleasant fruits.
And it was told of the house of David, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim. And his heart was moved, and the heart of his people as the trees of the wood are moved with the wind. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. Nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind.
We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen.
In measure, when it shooteth forth, thou wilt debate with it. He stayeth his rough wind in the day of the east wind.
And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest. As rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Behold, they are all vanity. Their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and confusion.
When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them, but he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land, and shall inherit my holy mountain.
But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. A wild ass used to the wilderness, that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. At that time shall it be said to this people and to Jerusalem, A dry wind of the high places in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not to fan nor to cleanse, even a full wind from those places shall come unto me. Now also will I give sentence against them.
And the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them.
When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Therefore will I scatter them as the stubble that passeth away by the wind of the wilderness. And the wild asses did stand in the high places. They snuffed up the wind like dragons. Their eyes did fail, because there was no grass. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. The wind shall eat up all thy pastures, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up against Babylon, and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Thou shalt burn with fire a third part in the midst of the city, when the days of the siege are fulfilled. And thou shalt take a third part, and smite about it with a knife. And a third part thou shalt scatter in the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. And I will scatter toward every wind all that are about him to help him, and all his bands, and I will draw out the sword after them. Say unto them which daub it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and ye, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in mine anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. Yea, behold, being planted, shall it prosper? Shall it not utterly wither when the east wind toucheth it? It shall wither in the furrows where it grew. But she was plucked up in fury. She was cast down to the ground, and the east wind dried up her fruit. Her strong rods were broken and withered. The fire consumed them. Thy rowers have brought thee into great waters. The east wind hath broken thee in the midst of the seas. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stalk. The bud shall yield no meal. If so be it yield, the strangers shall swallow it up. Ephraim feedeth on wind, and followeth after the east wind. He daily increaseth lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come, the wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. For lo, he that formeth the mountains, and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth. The Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. Then lifted I up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me! And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, There will be heat, and it cometh to pass. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And when we had sailed slowly many days, and scarce were come over against Cnidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salmone. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, and loosed the rudder bands, and hoist up their mainsail to the wind, and made toward shore. And from thence we fetched a compass, and came to Rhegium. And after one day the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.